fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends, and welcome to Fire on the Earth. Today we're celebrating the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. And a very important day in the church year. It comes right here in the season of Advent. And what is the Immaculate Conception? A lot of people think it's the birth of Jesus. But in fact, the Immaculate Conception has to do with Mary and how and a miracle that God worked on her behalf to prepare her to be the mother of God, that he preserved Mary from the stain of original sin, that thing, that reality, that death-directed reality passed on to us by Adam and Eve, our forefathers. And the way the church understands it is that this grace really comes to Mary through our Lord, that the passion and death and resurrection of Jesus is literally applied to her life. And in God's plan and God's eternity, we just know that she was particularly graced. And there's a beautiful reading in Luke's gospel that the church gives us today that I would just like to read through quietly and then give you something from both the Second Vatican Council, the council said about Our Lady. There's a whole section there that's worth reading, but also a prayer of praise from St. Francis to Our Lady. We'll kind of end the program with that today. So this is Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 26 through 38. So the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." So you see right there that the messenger from heaven knows who Mary is. He knows what God has done, that by God's grace, hail full of grace. What is full of grace? Grace is God's gift, God's mercy, God's power and plan poured out into Mary's life. She's full of grace from head to toe by God's design. And what is that grace? The Lord is with you in an entirely unique way. And at that moment in particular, grace beyond all imagining had come to her in the conception of Jesus Christ in her womb. It says, but she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God." The favor of God was upon her. The grace of God, the favor of God, the special choice of God was upon her. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father. And he will rule over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end. So the declaration, the good news, the proclamation, Mary was really the first to receive it directly from heaven. The preaching of the gospel came to her of God's unfolding work, the unfolding of the new creation. In the fullness of time, Paul tells us, God sent forth his son into the world, born of a woman. Time had reached its fulfillment when the proclamation and the realization of God's plan and purpose was to unfold in the person of Jesus Christ. And here the angel is proclaiming to her the message. Here's what God's going to do. He's found favor with you. What does that mean? Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus, which means God with us. God is with us. And God was first with Mary in a unique way in the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end. Mary, you are going to give birth to the King of Kings and the Lord of all. It goes on, but Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with man?" And the angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, who was barren, actually, has also conceived a son at her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God. And Mary's response, behold, I'm the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word. That's the heart of a disciple. Mary's the first disciple. She's the first to say yes to God's saving plan. And she is, as a result, our model, a model disciple. She's the sign of the church itself. She's the image of the church in a unique way. What does that mean? The church is born of the coming of Jesus Christ. The church is born by the power of the Spirit and brought to life in us through baptism. But Mary's the first to receive God's grace, the coming of the Son. And literally, the Lord is in her because the Spirit of God overshadows her and produces this miracle of the conception of Jesus in her womb. And so we, on this day of the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, we understand, we look back now to Mary's very conception, that God was preparing Mary for this moment, when in her own womb, this young girl, the Son of God, would be conceived, and she would carry him and carry him to the world. She would be the first and carry him in a way that no one else in this world would ever be able to carry him. Jesus shares her flesh. Her blood flows through his veins. She gave life to him. She nurtured him. So there's an intimate relationship between Mary and Jesus that's entirely unique and singular. And the church recognizes that and recognizes the importance of who she is. I just want to read that, just one line from this long section in the Catechism, one short paragraph. It says, the mother of Jesus is glorified in body and soul in heaven. She's the image and the beginning of the church as it is to be perfected in the world to come. So too does she shine forth on earth until the day of the Lord shall come as a sign of sure hope and solace to the people of God during its sojourn on earth. She's the first disciple that's made it home. She's a unique disciple, and because of her being united to Jesus, bearing Jesus, and by God's grace and favor, she was assumed into heaven. She was brought up to heaven, and she's crowned queen of heaven and earth. And she's partaking in the glory that belongs to her son, Jesus Christ. It's important for us to understand the Catholic Church is not saying that Mary attains all of this on her own resources, on her own power. Mary's a creature. She's not God. She's not divine. She's not an eternal being from all time. But she's the first disciple, uniquely chosen by God, given special favor by God, raised up to share in a unique and blessed way in the glory that her son has won for all of us. Mary's crowned queen of heaven and earth. We're united to Mary as we are to all the saints in a communion. And Mary has a particular mission herself, a special role of intercession for the offspring of Jesus, and in some way her spiritual offspring as well. She prays for us. She intercedes for us. She does battle on our behalf. And she literally is the first agent. She's the one that the Holy Spirit, the first agent of the church's evangelization, sends often in our time to Fatima, to come to the earth, to speak, to warn, to inspire, to call us to respond to her son Jesus. I know Mary had a significant role in the salvation and transformation of my own birth family. Took us through lots of hard stuff, sin and bondage, addiction, all kinds of things in my family. And the Lord, in his mercy and his grace, and through the intercession of Our Lady, brought new life to us, healed us, transformed us, helped set us straight and on the way, changed our lives, brought us to repentance, and literally brought tremendous healing to us and freedom, the freedom of the sons and daughters of God. My mom prayed the rosary pretty much every day of my life. And she prayed us, my siblings, we know it. She prayed us into the kingdom of God. When Mom died a couple years ago at age 93, I believe she was, the only thing my six siblings and I wanted from Mom's estate, you could call it, was her rosary. How one of my sisters got it, I'll never know, but because we know what her prayers and her relationship with Our Lady and her trust and confidence in the intercession of Our Lady, what it meant to us. You know, the saints all had a great devotion to Mary. They understood, like they understood so many things. They could see so deeply into the plan and purpose of God and the wonder of God's work and the beauty of it. And, you know, the Catholic Church, we have to remember, the saints, we don't worship Mary. We don't think Mary's a god or a demigod. Mary's a creature who's uniquely blessed. And just, we honor her. That's what we do. We honor what God has done in her. We're amazed. We're absolutely amazed. And we think it's wonderful. And we think it's wonderful of the plan she has and the role she has, participating in God's plan, that is, for the work of salvation. It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. And does not diminish the absolute saving uniqueness of Jesus Christ one little bit. Jesus is fulfilling the commandment to honor father and mother. He's honoring Our Lady. St. Francis, like many of the saints, had a beautiful devotion to Our Lady, and he was amazed and thrilled and fascinated by what God has accomplished, what Jesus had done through Mary. And it says, here's a book I'm reading called The Writings of St. Francis. And Thomas of Celano, the early biographer of St. Francis, said that loving the mother of Jesus, Francis loved the mother of Jesus with a love beyond all telling because she made the Lord of Majesty our brother. He composed special praises in honor of her. And here's a prayer that he wrote that I want to read to you. Hail, O Lady, Holy Queen, God's Holy Mother Mary. You have been made the Virgin Church and chosen by the Most Holy Father in heaven. You has He consecrated with His most holy beloved Son and His Holy Spirit, the Paraclete. In you there has been and is all fullness of grace and all that is good. Hail His palace, hail His tabernacle, hail His dwelling place, hail His garment, hail His handmaid, hail His mother. And hail all you holy virtues in her, which by the grace and enlightenment of the Holy Spirit are poured forth into the hearts of the faithful, that from faithless souls you virtues may make them faithful to God. All the virtues that are present in Our Lady are virtues that are given by the Holy Spirit. She's received them with such abundance and such wonder. And it's amazing to see what God has done. But those graces are poured onto us. And St. Francis is saying, wow, what God has done in Mary, what God has done for us in Our Lady. He says, hail His palace, hail His tabernacle, hail His dwelling place. Why? She was the tabernacle of the Son of God. She was the dwelling place. That's why she's an image of the church. The church dwells in us. May we open our hearts to these virtues, to these graces, to become all that we can be and that God intends us to be. And the world might be thrilled and fascinated by His presence in us. God bless you. Have a great day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, in this year of mercy, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, St. Francis Used Words. St. Francis is really a model of mercy, and he communicated that mercy through both deeds and through words. And Pope Francis reminds us that each one of us is called to do the same. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.